In our occasional series on upstart businesses, we take you to Laramie to tell you about a software company that's making a dent in the world of medicine. Mona Gamboa started Happy Jack Software in 2004 after she left her software job in Texas to join her husband, who took a job at the University of Wyoming. Gamboa got a Master in Science in e-business from UW and started Happy Jack Software in the UW Student Union. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
When Happy Jack Software began, Mona Gamboa joined forces with a UW professor who worked with her in developing an online scheduling system for educators.
That product was not very successful. It didn't work out very well.
The biggest problem is that it went head-to-head with the launch of Google Calendar. Happy Jack Software then went to the Laramie-based Business Incubator, where she worked with a pharmaceutical firm in Casper to develop software for pharmacies, long-term care, assisted living, and home health care providers. And they developed their most popular product called MedRite. The software was meant to keep track of the medicines they're dispensing.
Avoids overdosing patients and letting them get their meds on time. And it's used in facilities where they give medications all the time.
They eventually graduated from the incubator and moved into a technology building in Laramie, where they continue to build software for the medical industry. One of the things they learned is that Medicare was setting some new rules that might allow them to expand their business, and that's what happened. For instance, there's a need now for long-term care facilities and nursing homes to keep an eye on the care they provide.
Medicare reimburses homes based on documentation, and so we automated the documentation for assisted daily living activities for long-term care facilities. Then we moved into the wound area, and we released our mobile app for WoundRite, which tracks wounds and the healing of wounds.
And they developed a mobile app to help home health care providers more easily document their care of patients. Gamboa says reporting requirements in the Affordable Care Act have also opened up some more opportunities to develop products. The people developing the software sit in front of computers in a large room. The employees are dressed casually. There is little conversation and just occasional typing. Developing software apparently is a quiet business. The first person Gamboa hired was Eric Despain, who's the senior software developer. He joined them when they were in the incubator, and he's amazed with how far they've come.
It seems like every time we hire a new person, I think of back when we were in one little, probably 15-foot by 15-foot office in the back of a building somewhere to where we are now. It's remarkable how much we've changed and how much we've been able to improve people's lives.
And Despain does believe they're helping their clients do their jobs better.
I do the graphical interfaces for everybody, so I have the challenge of helping nurses who are not computer savvy use a computer to get their job done faster. And so I really enjoy the challenge of making it easy.
Newest employee Spencer Buda is working on their latest attempt to branch out.
I've been assigned to work on a new product that we have called MedRite Mobi. It's going to be a mobile version of a product that we've had for a long time called MedRite, which is it's for managing medications. This one is specifically being designed for correctional facilities.
Happy Jack Software currently employs 19 people, and both Despain and Gamboa says they've been able to hire a number of University of Wyoming graduates and keep them in state. And apparently it's a highly sought-after job. Buddha loves what he does.
It's a lot of fun. It's very exciting. I guess the goal of programming is to tell a computer very explicitly what you want it to do. It's all about logic, and that logic is just problem solving. It's puzzles.
And what's better than working on puzzles? Gamboa says they're also working on customized software for other businesses. And remember that calendar she mentioned earlier? They finally developed a version that is becoming popular. And programmer Eric Despain says it's exciting to be a competitive worldwide business in Laramie. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.